Olga Wingrove, July 23, 1929 to July 22, 2022. Olga, the second child of Dimtro and Catherine Shulin Chomiak, passed away July 22, 2022, in her 93rd year. She was known for her warmth, kindness, sense of fun, infectious laugh and unrivaled work ethic, and for the cinnamon buns she generously gave to family, friends and neighbors as often as she baked them. On any given Sunday, Olga would host available family members for a home-cooked meal. All were welcomed and babies were snuggled by Nana, fondly known as the baby whisperer. Olga loved connecting with people, whether that be via telephone or having them gathered at her large kitchen table. She had endless patience when it came to listening to the worries or concerns of others. She loved her family deeply and along with her husband Arden attended as many of the sporting or artistic events of the grandchildren as possible, even if that meant driving or flying to another province. Her grandchildren and great-grandchildren were her joy, especially in recent years, and she held a special place in the heart of each of them. Olga lived a long and rich life. Born in Stranyatin, Ukraine, she immigrated to Canada along with her parents and older sister Mary in 1930. Her childhood was spent on the family farm in Cherhill, Alta, attending a one-room schoolhouse where she learned to speak English. Through thrift and hard work, her family survived the Depression and a World War, all the while managing to expand the farm. After leaving the farm and completing 2 years at Vermilion School of Agriculture, she married Arden Wingrove in 1953 and together they farmed in Sunnybend until 2008. She was an active participant in the Sunnybend and Pibroch communities, and she and Arden spent many a Saturday night waltzing at community dances. Once the children were raised, and determined to earn her own income, she trained to become a dental assistant. A woman of strength, she was ahead of her time in this regard, and as such acted as a role model for her children. After many years working at this profession, she then spent many more working as an accounting clerk. In retirement, she spent countless hours taking care of her many grandchildren and was rewarded with endless hugs and kisses. Olga was a baker, cook, gardener, knitter, and so much more. But to us she was simply the best mother and Nana we could have ever wished for. Olga was preceded in death by her husband of 58 years, Arden Wingrove, her brother Stanley Shulin, sister Victoria Shulin, son-in-law Dwight Stevens and grandson Scott Stevens. She is survived by sisters Mary Renwick and Alice Roblin, brother Ron Shulin, Jerry, sister-in-law Gaylene Shulin and brother-in-law Ross Wingrove, children Debbie Svinson, Terry, Kim Wingrove, Yolika, Kent Wingrove, Trudy, Pam Stevens, Darcy Wingrove, Colin Landales, Donnell Wingrove, Dominic Garotti, grandchildren Brody Svinson, Jessica, Drew Svinson, Sarah Byers, Damien de Brickhausart, Ella Coulter, Jamina Wingrove, Jarrett Wingrove, Emily Mitchell, Evan Wingrove, Kira, Dane Wingrove, Jamie Mullumbin, Mark, Jordan Saborin, Kyron, Catherine Landales, Charles Clayton, Graham Landales, Noah Garotti, Alyssa Garotti, Joshua Wyatt, as well as 9 great-grandchildren. Wherever a beautiful soul has been, there is a trail of beautiful memories. There will be no service. Donations in Olga's memory can be made to Winifred Stewart Foundation, 11130 131 Street, Edmonton, ABT5M1C1https://www.winifredstewart.com/donate-online.